subtle things, the holes in my apologies. You know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I wanna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just wanna use your love.
Just 'cause you're 103.1 FM.
Yeah.
103.1 FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. After three chaotic years with a politician-led commission and an anti-voter legislature failing to produce Ohio redistricting maps without gerrymandering, a ballot measure proposing a citizen-led redistricting commission will likely be put to the voters in November. The Citizens Not Politicians campaign hopes to replace a redistricting commission which included the governor and party leadership with an all-citizen independent commission. The current experiment lasted only 6 years, but long enough to further entrench GOP incumbents for a veto-proof majority in the state House and Senate. The GOP holds 10 of 15 congressional seats, garnering only 54% of the vote. When maps were vetoed by the Ohio Supreme Court based on the state constitution's provision that no General Assembly district plan shall be drawn primarily to favor or disfavor a political party, the responsibility for drawing maps ping-ponged between the commission and the state legislature. Citizens Not Politicians proposes a 15-member citizen commission of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, none of whom can be current or former politicians or lobbyists. It forbids redistricting for partisan advantage and requires a fully transparent process. Organizers needed 413,000 voter signatures from 44 counties. They submitted over 731,000 from 57 counties. We've linked to the ballot measure at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area today. Some showers and thunderstorms. South winds and highs in the middle 70s. Showers and storms around the area tonight. Our overnight lows dropping to the middle 50s. On Monday, still a threat for showers and storms. Right now, it's 55.
I'm
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. If you don't like the world you're living in, take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady for a friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard. I'm not gonna let the elevator break us down. Oh no, let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Let's look for the purpose.
And more. 103.1 FM.
Ra ra ah ah. Roma Roma ma ga ga. Ooh la la. What you about romance?
Touching Je veux ton amour et je veux ta revanche. Je t'en amour. I don't wanna be friends. No, I don't wanna be friends. I don't wanna be friends. What's your problem? What's your problem?
This is 103.1 FM.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Video killed the radio star.
90s and more?
You found it.
This is 103.1 FM.
Small town, of small communities.
Got nothing against the big town. Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
FM.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area today. Some showers and thunderstorms. South winds and highs in the middle 70s. Showers and storms around the area tonight. Our overnight lows dropping to the middle 50s. On Monday, still a threat for showers and storms. Right now, it's 55.
We were liars in love.
103.1 FM sounds like this.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. I promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me. Somehow all seemed worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut.
dance across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.